Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Mission Australia's Winter Appeal highlights the true and indeed sometimes hidden story of a mother, an emotional story of a mother and her 8-year-old son fleeing their family home to escape domestic violence, urging the community to donate to help support families experiencing homelessness. It's a true story, and it's one that we don't see a lot because sometimes those problems are indeed, as I say, hidden. Domestic violence is one of the leading causes of homelessness in Australia. Do you know that more than 116,000 Australians are homeless tonight? Yeah, on any given night. And tonight is a particularly cold one to be homeless in Australia. But for many, that is the only option if home is no longer a safe place to go to. Mission Australia says their campaign, which is kicking off this week, highlights the difficulties and stress experienced by families who escape all kinds of circumstances and end up without a home to go to. Paul Molyneux is from Mission Australia. Welcome to Open House.
It's great to be with you, Stephen. Thank you.
Do you get the sense that I do? So I guess I'm asking you, do you agree with me that... And you don't have to, like, it's not compulsory, that there's a lot more awareness of homelessness at the moment than we've had in maybe past decades?
I think there is, and we're certainly very pleased that this is an issue that is coming on the public consciousness. We have always seen those that would be rough sleeping, particularly when we're in the inner suburban or inner CBD areas.
Yes.
But we know that this is only representing a very small portion of those who are facing homelessness. And so to see this part of, or at least being talked about a little bit more, is an important response for us to have.
That's a really, really significant observation. People that gather on those same street corners in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, wherever it may be, that's one face of homelessness. But let's talk about the single mother, the abused wife, the kids who are couch surfing. You know, what's the extent of that in Australia?
Well, we know that the recent census told us that there's around over 100,000 people each night that are part of what we'd call the hidden homeless. And, you know, in saying that, we think that permanent and safe and secure housing should be a right for every person who lives in Australia. We live in, as we call it, the lucky country. And so we've got to keep an eye out for the hidden homeless that may be couch surfing or living in overcrowded dwellings. We know that we're also seeing some people living in cars as their only option, or certainly for some months while they take steps towards more permanent and sustainable housing outcomes. And we just think this is unacceptable in our nation. And this is why Mission Australia is so passionate about reducing homelessness within Australia.
It might be hard for some people to comprehend the steps that it takes for a person to get to that stage, notwithstanding there's the crisis that occurs. But beyond the crisis, why is it that a person long-term couch surfs or sleeps in a car? Or I've heard of people who actually have their family on trains. The woman might work as a cleaner during the night and literally sleep on trains travelling from, say, Sydney to Newcastle during the day. How does it get to the stage where a person is that disconnected from the norms of society, if you like?
Well, it starts with whether it's a mental illness, whether it's the loss of a job and not being able to afford the rent that is required. And there are a number of triggers that we find. And at the moment, we've been highlighting the issue of domestic violence as one of the causes. But there's a number of causes. And we think that this is not going to be an issue for us. But what we're finding with those that are experiencing homelessness, there's been a trigger somewhere along the line that has started them on this path that they've simply felt they have had no control over and haven't been able to, whether it's maintain a rental situation or something within the family home, that they haven't been able to stay. And so the triggers are actually seen in society, and this has been the only response. And you highlight the train situation, cars are becoming more and more a place of refuge for people, and we know that in winter this can be very unsafe, particularly as it's getting cold and wet, and you know, sicknesses can continue to be made worse because there's not warmth and safe, secure housing.
I don't know if anyone's ever slept in a car before, but one year my son and I went to a father-son sleep out camp thing for Sebs. He was involved with Sebs at the time. And we didn't have a tent, so we decided to sleep in the back of the station wagon. Oh, my goodness, it gets cold. Turns out all that steel and glass, they radiate cold. It's freezing.
Yes, that's right. And we know that there are families that this is actually their only option. Right. And so it's not that they've chosen this. This is actually their only option. And we do feel for any parent that has to provide this as the option for their kids. And there wouldn't be many parents that thought that this would ever be a situation that they'd find themselves facing.
Yes, indeed. What are the long-term solutions?
Well, we think there's a number of ways, and we absolutely Mission Australia's advocating to government that there needs to be more sustainable housing solutions made available, lower cost solutions, social housing. We think that bricks and mortar solutions are the way that we need to move towards in Australia. But we also need to, as a society, make sure that our hearts are open to those that are around us that may be part of the hidden homeless, and that we actually check in with those that we are connected to. And if we have a suspicion that there would be a difficult situation or an awkward situation going on, that we try to ask some deeper questions and reach out and help where we can, but also make sure people are connected to the specialist homelessness services that do exist in each of our states within Australia.
Now, you've mentioned that twice now in this interview. I've noted that we should reach out. So be aware, open our eyes, look at what's happening around us. That might be for the parents of teenagers noting that their friend from school often seems to be visiting someone, never seems to actually have a particular home, always is in a different location. That'd be a couch surfing. But it might be that we do see somebody in a car. A lot of us would feel it was difficult to step up at that point. What's the strategy? What can we do?
Well, I think as Australians, most of the people I know would actually want to offer assistance in these kinds of situations.
No, I'm sure.
So that's why I think we should actually look out. And look, we might find some awkward situations, but generally that helping hand would be appreciated. And look, I'm not suggesting that we now be the solution to a long-term situation of somebody experiencing homelessness, but certainly to make sure that they are secure and that they are safe. And let's look at what are the options that are available and help them secure a tenancy, help them to find the support that they need to get back into a healthy and secure situation where they are safe as individuals, but they have a sustainable housing solution.
I would love to hear stories if you've been in that situation and helped people that you've found needed that assistance. Give us a call now, 1300 40 2020, and share your story. I'd love to hear about it, 1300 40 2020. It's one of the reasons, Paul, that church communities are so important, isn't it? That churches are organised places that can actually provide with the resources that God has given us. We can relocate those resources to those who need them.
Well, that's right, Stephen. And I think we underestimate the influence of the church in Australia. And when churches have set up meal programs, places for people who are feeling a little lonely to connect, they're places of community. And, churches need to be very proud of the opportunities that are being created for some of the most marginalised in Australia to connect together and to have times where they can be encouraged. And also there's a practical need being met. You know, our own church has meals for people that need a meal, and also we do food hampers and even jacket drives during winter. They may seem very small things to us, but actually can make a big difference in somebody's life.
Oh, absolutely. Our guest is Paul Molyneux. He's the executive for chaplaincy and fundraising at Mission Australia. I'm very fond of Mission Australia. I remember the days when it was city missions in various parts of Australia before it came together, and had a bit to do with the Sydney City Mission many years ago. And that's where the winter sleepout began, and I gather it's the 30th year.
Yes, this year we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of sleepout, and it's a mixed emotions for the sleepout because it has been going 30 years and we still need it after so many years. But yet we know that it is part of raising this issue in society, whether it's with CEOs or with various families. And we've got many church groups and many other organisations participating in Sleep Out. Mm. And it does give people a chance to, only for, in a very small window, experience what it is to be out of their own bed or their own secure housing for a night, so that they can experience momentarily what others are facing on a regular basis.
And it raises money. You've raised $3 million over the years, I gather, for homelessness services. How do people get involved? It's time now to register for the Sleep Out, isn't it?
It is, and people can go to our website and they can register and find out all of the information at missionaustralia.com.au, and we'd love to answer any questions that they would have and give them the resources that they would need to have a great experience participating in Sleep Out.
A bit of a mixed message there, Paul. You say great experience and sleeping out in the cold. Anyway, no, I get what you mean.
Well, I think it gives us great empathy, doesn't it, for those that are experiencing homelessness on a more long-term basis. And look, there is a bit of novelty about it, I think, for youth groups when you are together with your friends. You can talk about these issues, but you can have that experience and journey together.
Yes, very well put. Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Stephen, it's my pleasure, and it's great to talk to you, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again.
Absolutely. Paul Molyneux from Mission Australia, the Winter Sleep Out. Get involved, missionaustralia.com.au.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.